Bastard, would you use that?
Oh, yeah, bastard.
Okay. Then your brother's son would be your...
Your nephew.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you'd be his, you started to say.
Uncle.
Okay. Let's see, and a child who's both his parents have died, he's a...
orphan.
Mm-hmm. And what the court might appoint somebody to look after him, that would be his...
guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Guardian.
Okay. Then all the people that are related to you, you'd say this town is full of my...
relatives.
Would you ever say anything else? Like kinfolk or kin people? Okay. And if somebody had the same family name as you and maybe looked a little like you, you'd say, no, he's no...
kin to me.
Mm-hmm. What would you call somebody who came into town that you'd never seen before?
Foreigner.
Okay. Even if he's... would you call him a foreigner if he's from, say, another state?
He's from out of state.
He's a foreigner if he's out of state?
No, I just say he's
just out of state. What does foreigner mean?
From out of the country.
Okay. Then a name for a girl beginning with M. Well, the mother of Jesus is named
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Mary. Martha.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now this one's harder to get. It's a nickname for Helen beginning with an N. Nobody knows it's a nickname for Helen, though. And it's an old song that goes, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nelly.
That's it, yeah. Have you heard that song? That was a very good guess if you were just guessing. Okay, well, Jimmy Carter's brother is named.
Jimmy.
His brother.
Jimmy. Oh, no. He's Billy.
That's it, the one that can't keep his big mouth shut. The four Gospels were written by Mark, Luke, and John, and...
Abraham?
Starts with an M.
Mark.
It's the first one of the Gospels. Blank, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew. Mm-hmm. A woman who teaches school is a...
teacher.
Okay. Do you know the name of a novelist who wrote The Last of the Mohicans? His name is James Fenimore. Okay, well, his name is... well, if you saw the name, C-O-O-P-E-R, how would you pronounce it?
The name.
C-O-O-P-E-R.
Sycamore.
Cooper or Cooper, which would you say?
Cooper.
Okay. If there were a married woman and you didn't know her first name, you would call her...
Miss.
All right. Her last name is Cooper, so call her...
Miss Cooper.
Okay. What would you call a carpenter who didn't really do a good job? He's not really trained. He's a...
amateur.
How about a preacher that didn't really have a regular pulpit, he just preached around different places?
Amateur.
Did you ever hear of a jackleg? Okay. Then my mother's sister would be what relation to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. The wife of Abraham in the Bible starts with an S. It's also a company that makes bakery products. Something Lee.
Sarah.
Uh-huh. Then if your father had a brother named William, you'd call him?
Uncle William.
Mm-hmm. And if his brother was named John, you'd call him?
Uncle John.
Okay. The highest rank in the army is?
The president.
In the army.
Company commander.
The whole army.
Secretary.
You said he's a 5-star what?
General.
Okay, and then the man that owns Kentucky Fried Chicken, he's?
A colonel.
Okay, and the man in charge of a boat is a?
Admiral.
Lower than an admiral. Just of one ship. I think the admiral's kind of in charge of the whole thing. It's an army rank, too. I think it's got general, colonel, major, and then... Well, the head of a football team is the...
coach.
No, the head player.
Captain.
Okay, that gets it. Then the man who presides over the court is a...
judge.
And the man who argues in front of the judge is a...
lawyer.
Okay, and a person who goes to school is a...
student.
Would you use the same word regardless of what age he is? Even if he's just a little child and grammar schools? Okay. And the person that works for a businessman and opens his mail and types his letters is his...
secretary.
Mm-hmm. I think this tape's about to go. I've got another reel ready to go on. I'm also about to lose my voice. We haven't got much longer today anyway.